Praise God. Amen. So, Lord, help us to get our priorities in line. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. Revelation tonight, if you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter number 2. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 26. Amen. The Lord will help us. Probably just read that one verse of Scripture. Got a little thought. Trying to get out of there. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Did you hear that? And he that overcometh and keep my works until the end. Praise God.
Yes.
Till the end.
It reminds me of another scripture. I'm sure you could flip in a concordance and find it real quick. Amen. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great God. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. To him will I give power over the nations. To the end.
Yeah.
Great God. We ain't finished yet, are we?
No.
The end, Brother Tommy, hadn't come yet.
Woo.
Amen. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. Amen. I had a little hard time, I guess you'd say, getting the title to this message. I usually try to give titles. It just helps people in their mind to sort out what you're preaching on. But the only seem like word I could get here is survival. Amen. Make it to the end to survive. Praise
right.
God.
All right.
Amen. I want to survive, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
My. If there's ever been a time that we need to survive, it's today. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
Praise God. Amen. I've seen people in my years of working in the hospital who they didn't expect to live very long at all, but they lived. Because they wanted to survive. Amen. I'm sure Sister Dot has seen it. Praise God. And I've seen others where they said, amen, they're strong. You know, they probably pulled through this. They'll probably make it. And they did not make it because they had no survival effect, I guess you could call it. Amen. That survival effect down inside your heart to say, I'm going to make it.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to make it to the end. Praise God.
Yes.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. Jesus said to him, will give power over the nations. Praise God.
All right.
Lord, help us to make it to the end. In the second chapter, third chapter of Revelation, Jesus gave directives to the seven churches of Asia. Amen. And to each of those churches, he warned of the dangers of dropping out. Amen. Praise God. Quitting. Not making it to the end. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
To each of them, Jesus challenged the believers to overcome, to endure, to the very end, to finish the race. Hallelujah. It was a warning that needs to be taken very seriously even today in this generation. Amen. And sometimes I feel like people possibly think I am more of a doom and gloom type preacher, but I'm way better than I used to be. Hallelujah. I remember, Brother Tommy, when my dad first got saved, I preached on hell every night. Praise God.
Yeah.
My dad asked me one time, he's kind of new in church, you know, he ain't with church a whole lot. And he asked me one time, he's trying to be nice, I think, in one way, and maybe curious in another way. And he asked me, he said, is that all you ever preach on is hell? Praise God.
Yeah.
I think Michelle said, first time she ever heard me preach, I preached on hell. Amen. Great God.
Yeah.
Well, after you pastor a church, you got to find some other topics to preach on. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. Preach on hell every night, you probably wouldn't have much of a crowd to preach through after a while. Hallelujah. But I still believe it's a pertinent message.
Yes, sure is.
People need to know there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. Praise God. But I don't mean to be a doom and gloom type preacher, but the dropout rate in today's society is astronomical.
Right.
But Tommy, been saved 46 years. How many you seen drop out?
A bunch.
Wow.
Yep.
You seen them drop out, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of get a sense on this, one thing I read said that, I don't know if it put a year, someone told me recently, seeing a list of top 100 Sunday schools of a decade ago, 10 years ago, the top, you know, I'm sure the worldly outfits ranked that by numbers, the top number, amen, the top 100 running churches, had the most, 100 churches across the nation.
Yeah.
So no doubt it was a big crowd, you know, big, no doubt charismatic crowd, maybe some good ones in there, I don't know. But out of those top 100 pastors that ran the largest and biggest churches across this country 10 years ago, out of those 125 of them are backslidden, don't even preach the gospel tonight.
Come on now, Lord.
25% of preachers drop out in a decade. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't really know the number. I guess you could look up and find some numbers. That's a good homework assignment for you to do. Amen. But the dropout numbers are astronomical. I don't know about you, but I pray, oh God, don't let me drop out.
Yeah.
Amen. God, it's too near the end of the race. Yeah. Amen. Thank God I can see heaven's finish line.
Yeah.
And I pray, Lord, don't let me drop out.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
God, don't let me quit. Amen. It's too close. Amen.
Woo.
It's too near. Heaven, amen. It's too close to turn back and drop out. Amen.
Yes.
I've got to survive. Amen.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I've got to survive. Amen. Jesus said, to he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Revelation 2 and 26. And he that overcometh and keep my works until the end. Hey, God. Lord, help us to hold on. It didn't say he that started the good thing, but he said he that finisheth the good thing. Hey, God, I'm glad you started, but I come to tell you, I believe probably more than start. I realize you got to start, but it wouldn't do you any good to start if you never finish. Amen. I don't know about you, but I plan on finishing. Amen. I don't know about you, but great God, I can't wait to hear him say, well done, how good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Brother Anthony, I'll make you ruler over me. Won't that be worth it, church? Won't that be worth it, Sister Mary, one day to hear him say, you've made it. You're home. The end is here. I come to tell us, you got to survive until the end. Don't give up, but be a survivor. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. Great God. Lord, help us.
Hey, Lord.
Woo! Preachers drop out.
Yeah.
Amen. This whole story I was reading said, it tore this preacher up. He said one pastor, he knew real well, dropped out. Amen. Praise God. Quit preaching. I'm not demeaning no kind of job. Amen. So if you got, or know anybody that's got a job, you got to watch everything you say in church. Everybody picks you apart. Amen. But he said he knew a close pastor friend. Great God, there's a lot of important jobs, but I really don't know of any more important than preaching the word of God. Amen. The mail's got to go on. It's rain, snow, sleet, or hell. The rain's got to go. Or the mail. The mail's got to go. Amen. Great God, truckers have to get materials across the country. Doctors have to take care of the sick. There's lots of important jobs. Great God, but this man said, a pastor friend of his, had preached, amen, at a good church. He quit the gospel and he left the ministry and he started running the cash register for a local store. I don't know about you, but oh, what a waste. I said, what a waste. Lord, I don't want to quit. I don't want to drop out. Help us, Lord, if we've ever seen an hour where men's hearts are faint and they're getting faint, thankful, and they're getting weak. It's today. Don't drop out. I come to tell us, you've got to survive. I ain't going to preach for you long. That's just what I got on my heart. We're too near the end of the game. The clock is ticking. Time is low. Don't quit yet. But survive and make it until the end. Amen.
Hey.
Woo. Help us, Lord. Here tonight. Amen.
Woo.
I don't want to quit, do you?
No.
Thank God. Amen. He said, well, this same particular pastor I was reading, I tell you who it is. The girls know him well. Most of you don't know him, but the girls will listen to him since they've been little. Dan and Louie. Amen. Dan Metzer used to pastor a large church. He still may do it if he does. He's way up in his 80s. But Dan Metzer said he was a singer too. pastor and singer. He said a singing group, so singing people that he used to sing with. It got groups that he shared the pulpit with and preached to hundreds and preached to thousands and sang to thousands of people. He said they left the, amen, the pulpit, the churches, and now they're singing in nightclubs. It got, and he put it like this, and I knew where he was coming from, but it's so dreadful. He said they're probably making more than they've ever made, but look at where they went. Amen. Look at where they came from to where they went. Now they're in the dregs of society, in the nightclubs, maybe making money. But great God, they dropped out. Amen. They're not in the race. They're not going to make it to the destination. They might have started, but they didn't finish. Hey, I come to tell you, church, I said I'm intending to finish. I said I'm intending to make it all the way. Lord, help me here tonight. Praise God. For one reason or another, people say, it's just the cost is too high. It's too hard. The challenge is too great. Being in the front lines is too stressful. Hallelujah. I can't bear the load. That's not what Jesus said. He said, he that endureth until the end.
Right.
He that overcometh. Great God, he is the one who will sit with me on the throne, great God, by the throne one of these days. Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to make it.
Right, great God.
In a past book, long before his presidency, Donald Trump wrote a book, Surviving at the Top. That success, he wrote, amen, Surviving at the Top is hard. He said that it's easier to have successful getting to the top, but it's way harder maintaining and staying on the top.
Come on.
He gave a brief history. I won't bore you with a bunch of reading here tonight, but he gave a brief history, a lesson concerning great financial men of the past. In 1923, listen to this, eight of the world's greatest financial successful men in Chicago. The group included the president of the largest gas company, the greatest wheat speculator, a member of the president's cabinet, the greatest bear on Wall Street, the head of the world's greatest monopoly, and the president of the Bank and International Settlement. These would certainly be considered amongst the world's most successful men. At least they had found the secret to making money. But now years had gone by the time that Trump was writing his book, and the president of the large independent steel company, Charles Schwab, died a pauper. The last few years of his life, he lived on borrowed money. The president of the large gas company, Howard Hobson, went insane. He lost his mind. The greatest wheat speculator, Arthur Colton, died abroad broke. The president of the New York Stock Exchange, the greatest wolf on Wall Street, Richard Whitney, amen, served time, great God, in a penitentiary. Hallelujah. The member of the president's cabinet, Alfred Fall, was pardoned and released from prison so he could die at home. The greatest bear on Wall Street, rather, Jesse Livermore, died of suicide. The head of the world's greatest monopoly, Ivor Kruger, the match king, died also of suicide. The president of the Bank of the International Settlement shot himself. Surviving at the top, amen, is hard. But I come to tell us, church, great God, we've made it to the kingdom. We've made it to Christianity. Great God, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick it out. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. Eight men who started out quickly. Eight men who climbed to the top. Great God, they did not make it until the end. I come to tell a body of believers, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. I come to tell you can make it. I come to tell you don't have to drop out. I come to tell you you don't have to quit, but you can make it. You can survive. You can be a survivor. 20 years, 30 years, 46 years down the road. I'm sure when Brother Tommy prayed through that night, there was some that said he'll never make it. But 46 years later, amen,
What is it? He's a survivor. I come to tell us, church, you can survive. You can make it 40, 50, 60 years to come.
Yes, Lord.
Anthony, something I tell you. On, you'll never make it.
Jesus.
But 46 years down the road, you'll be a survivor.
Mike.
Woo! Mike. My.
Yeah. Hey, Lord.
Hey, God in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Oh, amen. Ask Muhammad Ali. Ask Leroy Holmes. Ask Mike Tyson. Ask Buster Douglas. Amen. It's one thing to become a champion, but it's altogether different to stay the champion.
Right.
Because when you become up on the top, everybody's coming for you. And when you become a Christian, the devil's got a big X right on your chest. Hey, God. Brother Don Rich preached that great message. Go on holinesspreaching.com and look it up. Go for the gold. That's what he preached on. And he preached how the devil goes for the gold. Amen. And he told how that through the years he had seen some of the greatest Christians in churches that he had preached in. And he got news. Did you hear about so and so? Did you hear about this one and that one? They backslid. They gave up. And he said for a long time he couldn't understand it. How did they quit? How did they give up? And the Lord spoke to him and said, Don, amen, the devil, he'll seek after the very best. There's nobody off limits. There's nobody sitting on the sideline. That great preacher, he'd like to see you backslide. That great musician, he'd like to see you backslide. That great church member who's faithful and shows up to God's house every service, he's got an X on you and he'd like to see you drop out. But I come to tell you, you can survive. You can survive. You can make it all the way until the end. Amen.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
Now let me read you the last will and testament of the champion. And I'll be done.
Jesus.
I take you beneath Nero's castle. To this day, you can enter the underground, but still compromised of dungeons and winding corridors. The dungeon in question is known as the Mamertine prison. It was here that Nero put his greatest enemies, those he feared the most. Amen. It was a place known as hell on earth. One noted, listen to this, I've never read this before. One noted Roman senator, a high-ranking officer, in other words, in Rome, was put in this dungeon overnight, and he went insane in just one night. Thank God. Amen. When they found him the next morning, his hair had literally turned white overnight, and this man had lost his mind being in this Mamertine hole. Into this hole the great apostle was placed to await his sentence and his beheading. Amen. Rather than screaming for help or pleading for mercy, Paul continued his ministry, remaining faithful until the time that axe cut his spinal cord in two. His last will and testament was written while sentenced to die in this horrible place. His only light was a flickering candle. Great God, he was writing, amen, instrument, great God, and scratching on a parchment to the accompaniment of the clanking chains about his ribs while he wrote these words. And I won't keep you long. I am now ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. There is not a trace or not one hint, great God, in the last words of this man that lets us know he was thinking about dropping out. Hey, there was not one dim, great God,
fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. I'm going to make it all the way.
He would remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord until his mangled body was buried in an unmarked grave.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
But he would not quit. He would not be deterred. He would not be sidetracked. He had met the Master. And the Master had given him a mission. And he would fulfill that mission and would not quit. Hey, you got a mission? Yeah, we got a mission. Amen. To endure until the end. Woo! Keep on keeping on. Amen. Keep on journeying. Keep on preaching. Keep on singing. Keep on testifying. Keep on being faithful. Thank God. Hey! For the old time people like Corrie Ten Boom, who did not lose heart. Amen. In dim times. Amen. Thank God for the Pauls, who the Mamertine prison could not put out the light of God. Others went insane, but Paul kept faithful. Paul kept encouraged in the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
He was a servant under orders.
Thank you, Lord.
He had long since given his body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the calls of Christ.
Yes.
And Nero couldn't hurt him.
Couldn't hurt him.
Paul adopted that philosophy, Sister Clara. Amen. Can't threaten me with death. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Great. Thank you, Lord.
Paul had already gave a disclaimer: to live as Christ, but to die is great gain.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah.
He'd already said, I'd rather go on, but it's more beneficial for you that I stay.
That's it.
Woo! But he said, I'll tell you this one thing. I'm going to make it till the end.
Yeah.
As a pastor, I've heard the long list of cop-outs, but pastor, the road is steep. It's a lot steeper than I thought. It's more difficult. The cost is great. Hey, it's a hard time. I've been betrayed. Hey, God, I know what it's like to, as a pastor, to be betrayed. I know what it's like for people to smack you in the face. I know what it's like, amen, for people to betray you. Amen, betray your trust. Amen, betray, great God, your faithfulness. I come to tell you, hey, I found out a long time ago. I struggled until the light flashed in my little brain one day, and I realized, Jason, hey, you're not doing this. I realize we are in one sense. We're doing it for the, if it wasn't for people, we wouldn't be here, Brother Tommy. Amen. That's why we got a church. Amen. To preach to people. I'm not doing this for people. I'm doing this for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I said, Lord, I'm preaching the gospel for you. When I go to the hospitals, and it's been a long time, they won't even let us see it anymore. Hey, God, I go down there and pray for the sick, for the Lord, not for me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray, God. Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Help us, oh God. I'm going to endure. I'm going to make it.
Come on.
Are you going to, I'll come to ask you that question tonight. Are you going to make it? Or are you going to drop out?
Are we going to be talking around the table one day while we're eating a piece of chicken at a fellowship service? Do you remember such and so? Boy, they used to have a good test. Boy, they used to come to church. Boy, they used to have the fire going. Boy, they used to preach real good.
Yeah.
What happened to them?
We got to drop our head and say,
you used to. Come on.
They didn't survive.
My Lord.
They dropped out.
Jesus.
Demas, having loved this present world,
yeah.
Paul said, have forsaken me. Forsaken us. Because he got his eyes on the world. I'm about done.
Come on.
I said I'm about done here.
Oh Lord.
Woo. Lord help us, God. Amen. Being a Christian is tough.
Yeah.
Paul the apostle fought a spiritual battle his entire life. He was beat, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, Sister Dottie. I mean, every town he went in pretty well, he got a front row seat in the local prison.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? The devil bully up, he'll bully up, he'll bully up, he'll bully up, he'll bully up. Amen. Until he'll finally wear you out. Amen. Thank God the Bible said we're living in a day where he seeks to wear out the saints. And it's time you got to stand up against the bully and say, I'm not taking it. I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it. I'm not dropping out. Amen.
Woo, that's right. Yes. Woo.
Praise God.
Yes.
I'm going to make it. Hallelujah.
Determination.
I'm going to make it.
Yes.
Great God. I'm trying to hurry up here. Paul was determined to finish the course.
Yes.
He said, I'm not going to look back. Amen. Jesus. Paul knew so well the words of Luke that Jesus gave firsthand to Luke, where he said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Paul had made his plan very clear. This one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark of the prize of the most high calling. Great God, in Christ Jesus, I forget those things. I'm going to press forward. I got a prize ahead of me. I'm not quitting. I'm not dropping out, but I'm going to survive. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. In the meantime, he was stoned by his enemies. He was left for dead at Lystra. He was put in prison. Amen. He was betrayed by those who claimed to be his friends. He went without food and water. He faced death on the highways and at the seas. Amen. It did not matter to Paul, for he said, none of these things move me.
No.
And Paul did not say that those things did not hurt him, but he said, they don't move me. He said, they're not going to cause me to drop out. Hey, God, it hurts you. But Paul, it don't hurt you when they stone you. It don't hurt you when friends walk away and betray. Oh, it hurts, he said. But he said, none of these things move me. I've got my eyes set on the prize.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. I've got my eyes set on that prize. Amen. And Paul not only fought a good fight, he not only finished the course, but he kept the faith.
Right.
You keep the faith.
Yes.
You can get better, not bitter. You keep the faith.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
You keep the faith. Now I'm determined to do the very same thing. Great God. I believe. Amen. That we're living in a day where the Bible said there's itching ears. People will seek. What was that Crazy Jones guy down there for? Or Texas people drunk a bunch of poison killers.
Jim Jones.
I mean, to me it's ignorant. And I realize millions of people, you know, go over and worship a little Buddha god. They worship all kinds of gods.
Yeah.
You could go out there and find an old historical fire hydrant, I guess, and paint it up and build you a building around it and say, we're going here to worship this fire hydrant. And maybe a bunch of people gather to do this.
Guarantee it.
Because we're living in an itching ear society where people want something new.
Exactly.
Help us, Lord, not to be easily deceived in this last day.
You're right.
But to be faithful and stand. Paul kept his faith. He never once betrayed any of the great doctrines. He never tried to tickle ears. Amen. This modern day prosperity doctrine, all send me $1,000. And so what do they call it? Sowing a seed. Send me $1,000. Oh, I just seen you. Down the avenue comes great prosperity for you. The Lord's going to give you a big house. God's going to give you a nice automobile. Praise the Lord. All because you sent the preacher in some money. Let me tell you something. Great God. All that's a bunch of hogwash.
Yes, it is. Come on. Yeah, it is.
When you give, you'll give because the Bible says give, not because somebody says, I'm going to give because I'm going to get a bunch of blessings. Well, you'll never get blessings that way. Amen. You don't give to receive blessings. You give because the Lord said to do it. And he said, if you'll do it, great God, I'll send you out a blessing that there'll be not room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. But you don't do it, but you don't give because you didn't give back.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Help us, Lord, in this last day. Stand with me in this house, church. I'm done.
Oh,
Paul only accepted one standard of behavior, and that was to stand for God and no other. No other standard would work. He was pressing toward the prize of the high calling.
Oh, Jesus.
He cannot trade his Rolls Royce for an old jalopy. I wasn't belittling whatsoever. If you ran a cash register, I'm not belittling you whatsoever if you ever have. And I'm not trading a Rolls Royce for a jalopy.
No.
Praise the Lord.
No. Oh, God.
I'm not trading the best things before sliced bread. It's been around forever.
I'm not trading this glorious gospel.
Never.
This Rolls Royce for an old jalopy car. No, 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 no. I've got the greatest thing going.
Yes. Jesus. Jesus.
He wrote, amen, that the pleasures of this present life are not even worthy to be compared to the glories that's going to be revealed in us one of these days.
Amen.
The troubles, the worries, the heartaches, Sister Dottie. I bet you ain't been through none, have you? Have you been through heartaches?
Come on.
Oh, yes. Have you been through troubles?
Sure have.
Have you been through times of misunderstanding it? You don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't understand why in the world, how in the world we ever going to get through this. You ever been there?
Yep.
You ever been there?
Several times, brother.
I tell you what, the Lord knows.
Been there.
Great God, He knows how to get you through.
Jesus, Jesus.
Okay. I'm glad I got a friend in Jesus, don't you?
Holy, holy Lord.
I tell you what, I ain't going to do. I'm not going to quit. Are you going to drop out? How many hundreds drop out of school? Drop out.
Yeah.
Drop out.
How many thousands and hundreds drop out of church? Preachers drop out of the ministry. Singers drop out of the music ministry. Sunday school teachers drop out and don't teach no more. Altar workers drop out and say it's not doing any good. People's dropping out, church.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Dropping out. It ain't really all that important anyway. This is the most important thing I know.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the greatest thing on this side of eternity.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I got to make it.
Jesus.
I sure appreciate you. Faithful few coming out here on this Thursday night.
Jesus.
Let's pray, Lord. I intend to make it. God, I said I intend to make it.
Oh, God.
Amen. We help us, Lord, purpose in our hearts. I fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Hallelujah. I've got to make it.
Jesus.
I've got to survive.
Yes, yes.
Are you a survivor?
Come on.
I'd like to ask you. 18 or 20 of us here on this Thursday night. However many is watching or may watch by Marco Polo. I'd like to ask you, are you going to survive? Are you going to survive or are you going to be a dropout? Let's pray. Let's pray, church.
But with the vision of Jesus. Yes.
There's nothing.
Jesus.